There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Locatora Radio is a radiophonic novela,
which is just a very extra way of saying
a podcast.
I'm Diosa FM.
And I am Mala Muñoz.
Locatora Radio is your prima's favorite podcast, hosted by us, Mala and Diosa.
We're two IG friends turned podcast partners, breaking down pop culture, feminism, sexual wellness, and offering fresh takes on trending topics through nuanced interviews with up-and-coming Latinx creatives.
Known as Las Locatoras, Las Mamis of Myth and Bullshit, and Las Podcasteras Peligrosas, we were podcasting independently since 2016, but joined iHeartMedia's My Cultura Network in 2022.
This year, we're continuing to share stories from the Latinx community pa todo el mundo.
Welcome to Season 8.
Are you listening?
Hola, hola, locamores. Welcome to Season 8 of Locatora Radio. I'm Diosa.
And I am Mala.
You're tuning into capítulo 188.
Last time on Locatora Radio, we interviewed Raquel Richard, author of the new book, Self-Care for Latinas. Tune into that episode, leave us a review, subscribe to Locatora Radio, and share it with a friend.
So this is our first episode of the new year. So happy 2024, locamores. By the time this episode airs, we will be in 2024.
It's exciting.
It's exciting.
Exciting to be here on the other side.
Yes.
We made it. We survived another year.
We really did. I mean, tune into our end of year recap of 2023. Last episode, where we really get into like how our year went, the personal, the highs, the lows, all that stuff that happens.
It was a lot. We did a lot of things last year, and we talked about all of it.
Yes.
On that recap episode, we went through month by month, event by event.
Yes.
Really fun episode. Make sure you tune in. And yeah, I'm a January baby.
Yes, you are.
It's Capricorn season. This is my time. This is my era.
Yes.
You know? I feel empowered. I feel powerful.
Good. Capricorns are powerful.
Very powerful. Everybody talks shit about us, but to quote Beyonce, you know you're that bitch when you cause all this conversation.
Right.
And everybody's always talking about Capricorns. Capricorns this, Capricorns that. I'm like, I know, you're obsessed. I got it.
Maybe because you're a Capricorn, you feel like the Capricorn slander, but I feel like I never hear people say bad things about Capricorns. I feel like it's always the Geminis and the Scorpios.
I mean, definitely the Geminis. The Geminis are worse.
They're worse. They're My mother's worse. A Gemini, and it's an ongoing conversation of how terrible they are. They really are little Sour Patch Kids. They're like evil and then sweet, and you don't know which one you're going to get.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with them. Prickly pears.
Yes.
Prickly pears they are. But I just want to say, you know, it's the first month of the year. Capricorns are the first sign of the zodiac. And then I started thinking about it. First month of the year, first sign of the zodiac. I am the firstborn child and the first grandchild. And I am the first daughter born to a first daughter.
You're the chosen one.
I've just always been a winner. Just from day out the womb, bitch, a winner. So you guys are so lucky to be here listening to us. Because, I mean, come on.
We really are in the Capricorn era. Clearly.
We are. We are. Anywho, what are we talking about today?
How are you feeling? Before we get into that, how are you feeling about 2024? Like, how do you, I know it's your Capricorn, you're in like, this is like, you're, all your powers are activated right now.
Truly.
You know, but like, do you enter, like, how do you enter a year typically? Do you feel like hopeful, energetic? Do you feel like we're still in winter? So like calendar year starts, but seasons, we're in the middle of a slow season, you know, so I always feel it's really weird that we start like we want to hit the ground running calendar January 2024, the brand new year. But really, we're still like kind of hibernating. So like, how do you approach a new year?
So I have like been reflecting on this. I've never been super hyped up about like celebrating my birthday, for example, because it's right after New Year. It's right after Christmas. It's in the middle of winter. It's January. Like, back when I was in school, that's, people are like still on winter break or just getting back from winter break. It's like a cold, desolate, isolated, sad time of year. So it's never for me, like, I never feel like, oh my God, I'm so excited to celebrate my birthday. Like, I'll do a little something. But other than that, I just feel like I'm just charging up and just getting ready to take on the year. I'm starting grad school now.
Yeah.
I think by the time the episode's out, I will already have started my classes.
Something like that.
So I've just mostly been focusing on that because I haven't been to school in 10 years.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, I was taking improv classes at the Groundlings, but it's not the same. It's not like I was taking classes at UCB. It's not the same. 5 days a week, I'm on campus now. I have a class at 9 a.m. I haven't had a 9 a.m. anything in like a very long time.
9 a.m. grad school classes were rough. I don't know how we did it K through 12, honestly.
We were up so early, like in our seats learning at like 8 a.m.
It's wild that we do that to little children.
Inhumane.
Yeah.
The poor things. The poor babes.
Well, not to get too deep into it, right? But it's also like a system of capitalism, obviously, because like the parents have to clock in 9 o'clock, 9 to 5, so the kids have to be at school by 8. Like, it's all embedded in our society. It's terrible.
So yeah, that's been I feel like, because, you know, like for the past couple years, and I've talked about this, I've been like, I've been a real hippie dippy, like when we record. I'm, you know, shows, nights and weekends. And now I feel like I'm rejoining like the land of the living. You know, I'm like with the daywalkers now. Like,
you're rejoining society.
I'm rejoining society. It's cool.
Yeah. I mean, I personally love being a student, so I'm excited to see you as a student.
Yeah, totally.
And see what is like Mala as a student. You know what I mean? Like, who is she?
Yeah,
how is
she? I'm curious too. We'll see.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos
para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
So today we are getting a little playful. Literally, you know, we're going to be playing a game today and want to call back to, I think, season 7, which was Valentine's 2023. We played a wordiful card game and asked each other all kinds of intimate questions. So I'm going to link that episode in the show notes. And for this episode, we're going to do something similar. We thought it would be fitting to start the year with an intimate, probably vulnerable convo facilitated by We All Grow's new card game called Amigas Circle. They sent us this game, and we just thought it would be a really fun way to start the new year. And this card game is a bilingual game with 99 prompt cards intentionally designed to strengthen your relationships by igniting conversations that nurture intimacy.
We're going to play with each other, and I'm so excited. I love getting intimate with Diosa on camera. So here we go.
Here we go. Yeah. I mean, can we get any more intimate, honestly?
We could. We just haven't tried.
We've chosen not to. But I guess we could.
Season 10.
Our sex tape is season 10. Okay. Putting it out there now. Okay. Anywho, let's look at this deck. So there's like three categories: heal, commune, grow.
Ooh.
And the deck is very beautiful, by the way. This is not a sponsored. We love our friends over at We All Grow, but, you know, they just sent us this, and so here we are.
Thank you. Thank you, friends. Thank you, ladies. Beautiful deck. So how do we start?
Draw from 99 prompt cards to dive into meaningful conversations. Gather your circle, create a sacred space, and begin. So I think maybe let's grab, like, one from each deck.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. Do you want to start?
Yeah. Should we start with, I'll just start with grow.
Do it.
A grow. Should I just pull straight from the top?
However you want to do it.
Amiga.
Do it in Spanish. I'm kidding. You can do it in English.
I will do it in Spanish, actually.
Okay. She can do it.
It's written in Spanish, okay. So I can. Amiga, ¿qué te gustaría construir, crear o nutrir en esta nueva etapa de tu vida?
Oh, that's so cute. That really is a fitting question for the beginning of the year. I want to create a more holistic but disciplined life, which sounds wild because I feel I'm already pretty disciplined. But there are things I've been trying to implement into my life for years that I don't follow through with them. And one of them is like the morning pages, the journaling, like waking up and just writing, right? I wake up and I'm very much like a slow morning person. I'm like two extremes. I'm a slow morning or I'm at the gym at 6 a.m. It's like there's no in between for me. And so I think this year I want to really dedicate my mornings to writing, to creativity. But I've also accepted that I'm kind of a night owl. And I think that I wasn't always a night owl, but I think because of Locatora, I became like a nighttime creative person because we were always doing creative work on our second shift during our, after our day jobs.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of trying to retrain myself to foster creativity during the day, to do it in the morning so that I can actually go to bed early so I can be off in the evening, spend time with my family. And so I think that's what I'm going to be working on this year.
I love that. Also, can I just say, if you were any more disciplined, you would be a soldier. Okay. Like, your levels of discipline are already through the roof, so I can't even imagine. And for the no sabos, I will read the prompt in English now. So, amiga, what would you like to build, create, or nurture for this new phase in your life? For me, I need to build any discipline at all. I need some discipline. So I'm literally working on that. On routine, on getting back into going to the gym. I used to go to the gym all the time. There was a time where I was roller skating every day. I've been a lot more sedentary the past few months, and I want to get back into like getting active and in my body and all that good stuff. I also, I mean, the reason I'm going to grad school is for film and television, and just expanding that side of things, you know, with Locatora Productions, with our media, with the things that we make, and just also personally, there have been some scripts and some stories and some ideas that I've kind of slowly been chipping away at, but I'm excited to bring them to fruition and get these things made.
That's exciting.
You know, and yeah. So that's really where I'm at. As far as the stand-up comedy and stuff, I also like would love to build towards like a 30-minute, like a half hour special, you know, like maybe self-producing something, but I would love to film something for stand-up. I feel like I'm getting there where I have a solid 30 minutes that I think could be cool, you know, on camera. So yeah, I think that's it.
I would love to see that.
Thank you.
Yes, produced by Locatora Productions.
Literally. You see how we work? You see how we do things? You see our minds?
We feed everything back into the project.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Next card.
Okay, yes. This is the commune deck. Okay, I don't know. Let's see. Okay. It's not bad. It's not bad. Okay. It's not bad. I'm just kind of like, do we have to talk about this again? But yes.
Okay,
let's do
okay.
It. Okay. Amiga, what helps you feel empowered?
You go first.
No, you go first. I asked the question.
Oh, that's right. I'm the amiga. I'm the amiga here. Dang, what makes me feel empowered? I mean, I feel empowered when I have a good day. And things just go well. And,
yes.
You know, you do a good job and everybody's happy and all the things get accomplished. Like, that is an empowering moment, you know, for me.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this was we did a good job and I'm happy. And that's for me is empowerment. If I can get everything done, I'm like, wow, like, I'm just killing it.
Unstoppable.
I'm just doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. Even, like, the little things. Like, okay, I sent a bunch of emails. Like, I crossed off a lot of things on my to-do list today. I think what makes me feel empowered, I agree, like having a really good day in terms of like productivity, I think can be really empowering. I think for us, because we're our own bosses. And so it's like, okay, I can run a business. I can do this. So I think, yeah, for me, it does feel very empowering to be able to be self-employed and be successful at it, be good at it. I think something else that makes me feel empowered is, I think, like running and working out. I'm in like the beginning, like 6 weeks of marathon training. By the time this episode is out, I will be like deep in marathon training. And so I think for me, like testing the limits of like my physical fitness and like really like feeling so much gratitude that I get to move my body in this way. I get to put on my running shoes every day and go out there and like log a bunch of miles. Like that makes me feel really empowered because nobody's making me do it. I'm doing it myself. I'm paying to run, which I think is always so wild. But it has really been a really big part of my creative process, which I think I've talked about. I think I've talked about that on here before. But I like will send Mala voice memos while I'm running and because I have this idea. And so it really does help me. And so, yeah, I think that also helps me feel really empowered.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I can see how that would be. Like I said, you're practically a soldier.
Please don't insult me. I'm not a soldier.
No, a soldier for good.
There
a soldier for a womanhood. a soldier in the fight against depression. That kind. Go. That kind.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
A mercenary. Anywho.
Anyway.
Next card.
Next card. I think it's this one.
Heel.
Yes.
Okay. How is your heart doing today?
Aw, today it feels good. It feels like, I mean, by the time this episode is out, we'll be beginning, like we said, at top of 2024. But I think right now we're still, when we're recording, we're at the end of the year, end of 2023. And I'm feeling, I think, grounded. I'm feeling like happy with just the way this year is kind of rounding out. And it's been a really tough year, but I'm like, I'm happy that as all things, like, it's cyclical. The cycle is hopefully ending, and I'm going to start the new year on a good foot is how I'm feeling. So I think my heart is feeling good, like kind of at ease, comfortable with like how things have shaped out and just looking for the next best thing.
100%. My heart is singing because we're being renewed for another season with iHeart, with Michael Buda. Yes. We are not being dropped from the network. Oh, and that makes my heart really, really happy.
Jesus. Yeah, season 9 coming soon in 2024.
Yeah.
So, yes, we will share more once we can. But, yes, season 9 is coming.
We're not going anywhere. Hell yeah.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles, because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, should we do like one more round?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to pick from the middle.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the grow. Okay. Oh, I don't know if I want to talk about that on the air. Do you want to talk about manifesting on air? Like, doesn't that mal de ojo? I don't want people to know what we're manifesting.
Yeah, keep it a secret.
Yeah, no. Okay. New one. This really is for you to play with your best amiga in the comfort of your home, not on air. So, but here we are.
But we're going to do it.
We're going to do it. Where in your life have you placed walls to guard your corazón?
Everywhere. It's a fortress.
A fortress.
There's barbed wire on top. The barbed wire fence, also, you will get electrocuted if you touch it. It's like in Jurassic Park, you know, the enclosure
yes.
for the T-Rex. That's my heart is the T-Rex.
Yes.
And then the electrified enclosure is the wall.
Okay.
And to protect from what? Well, you guys guess. Take a wild guess.
Yeah.
from love, okay? From true love, from happiness. That's what I'm protecting my heart against. How about you?
I'm going to repeat the question. Where in your life have you placed walls to guard your corazón? Oh, I think with some family members, I have learned to kind of guard myself for my own protection, like my own feelings, my own emotions, to not get hurt, to not set expectations that I know aren't going to be met. So I think for me, that's where it is, for like protecting myself from certain family members so that I don't get hurt and that I, you know, I'm happy and healthy on my own without them necessarily.
Very fair. Very fair. This is a big topic, too, on TikTok.
Yes.
Is boundaries with families or even just cutting off family members altogether. We've talked about that.
Yes.
On a future episode of the podcast.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, yeah, this definitely deserves its own episode. But, you know, my therapist and I have been talking about, you know, potentially cutting a certain family member off from having access to me. And that is not something that I take lightly, and that's not something that I would do just on a whim. But I do think that Latinas and specifically, are like talking more and more about it, because we are kind of expected to just endure mm-hmm. the family drama, endure the mistreatment, and enough is enough. I think a lot of us that are in therapy or are having these conversations with our friends more openly are at this point where like, ya basta, no more. And I've also seen people talk about estrangement, and like actually we do it more often than we even realize, because we will have family members that are in the same room not speaking to each other.
Oh, yeah.
And so we might not even say like, oh, that's estrangement. Oh, you've cut them off from you. But actually we do it more often than I think we want to name it. And I think that is just so dysfunctional, and I'm not here for that anymore. Like, if you don't want to talk to a certain person, like, don't be around them.
Yeah.
You know, but I think being in the same room, y no se saludan, like, come on.
I've had that. I just had that.
I think we've all been there. I think we've all been there in one way or another. So I think that we practice estrangement more than we even realize. And we just don't call it that.
No. It's like, if you don't want to see me, then don't see me.
Mm-hmm.
I am not gonna put you through the discomfort of seeing me if you don't want to see me.
Yes.
What? Ya pa qué?
Exactly.
Anywho, next card.
Next card.
Commune.
Yes.
Let's go from the middle. When was the last time you felt beautiful, smart, powerful?
Oh, that's hard. I think I've really struggled with that this year. A lot. So in 2023, I've really struggled with feeling beautiful, with feeling, I think I've just been dealing with health stuff. And so I've felt kind of just not myself this year. And I think that that has made me feel like not as beautiful or not as powerful as I have in the past. But I think smart, I feel smart all the time. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm smart. And I do things to like maintain a level of like smartness or intelligence, right? Like reading a lot, listening to podcasts, reading from people smarter than me, talking to people that are smarter than I am. I think those are things that I do to like be smarter or just be able to have a thoughtful conversation, and also know when to say, I don't know enough about this to talk about it, and that's okay.
Yeah, hell yeah. Also, you know, have you seen a more beautiful face? Okay.
Thank you.
Even perfect 10 struggle. It happens. It's a thing.
Thank you. What about you?
When have I feel beautiful every time I leave my apartment, because I live downtown. And I'm very popular down there.
Of course.
I get a lot of compliments. The security guy in my building is so sweet. He like brought me a big lasagna the other day. That made me feel beautiful. whenever somebody like wants to smoke me out, that makes me feel gorgeous.
Yes.
And powerful. And then I had a show on Sunday at Chatterbox, and the host, Jessica Seeley, when she brought me up, she was like, she's pretty and funny. Can you believe it? It was a great night. Other people's compliments and stuff like really help.
Yes.
And so when that stops, it's over for me. When the compliments stop,
It's the end. That's what keeps me going.
Lord. Well, there's many compliments to give. Compliments yes. come aplenty, so I'm not worried about that.
Leave us a compliment. Leave us a review, but make it be a compliment.
Yes.
Make it a compliment.
Yes. We will post it. We will talk about it.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Okay, next. Okay, in moments of stress, what helps you to slow down?
Marijuana. How about you? Cannabis.
My dog.
Mm, shout out T.
Yes, shout out to Tahin. I nap. I treat myself like an infant. I've been saying this for years. I treat myself like an infant. I give myself snacks. I have to have snacks in my purse. I have to drink water constantly. And I have to take a nap. Like 20, 30 minutes a day, an hour if I'm lucky. Like that is what keeps me going. That is what makes me a kinder person. The snacks and a nap. And my dog.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Que más quiero? I mean, come on. Yeah,
that's luxury.
Yeah.
That's luxury right there. I love it.
Well, this was fun. Yeah. This was cute.
Something chill, something light.
Yes. And we will play this again in the comfort of our own home with our friends, I think.
Yes.
This is a good way to play this.
Yes, yes. Pick up your own edition of the Amiga Circle. Shout out to We All Grow. Love this idea. So the next time you guys do like a girl's night with a charcuterie, you could pull these up and get deep.
Get deep. Do it. All right, y'all. Thank you for listening to the first episode of Locatora Radio Season 8 in 2024. We have so much more in store for you before our season wraps. We have a couple episodes to go before we go on break, but we still have more in store for you. So keep listening. Share with a friend. Share with your primas. And we'll catch you next time.
Besitos! Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, is executive produced and hosted by me, Mala Munoz, and Diosa Femme.
Story editing by me, Diosa.
Audio editing by Stephanie Franco.
Thank you to our locamores, our listeners, for all of your support.
Besitos! Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela.
Hosted by Mala Munoz
and Diosa Femme.
Network. Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.